weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
My guest this evening is Sophie Draper. She is with Cambridgeshire Search and Rescue. Thank you for coming in.
Hi, Julian. Thank you for inviting me.
Pleasure. And the reason you're here is because you're in need of a new home. Not you personally, I hope, but the organisation who you work with. And as I understand it, you're effectively being evicted because they've found a paying tenant who can go in instead. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. So we have a site in Chatteris, and Fenland District Council for the last 2 years have very kindly let us use that, and they have been extremely helpful. And it's just a shame now that they have found somebody else who wants to use the site and is able to pay, which we can't afford to do. So we've been given 6 weeks' notice, and it's now down to about 4.5 or 5. We have to get out by the end of July, so we're really desperate to find somewhere else.
Okay, well, there's several questions come out of that. I guess the first question, obviously, for people who don't know, what does CAMSAR actually do?
Yeah, so Cambridgeshire Search and Rescue is a branch of Lowland Rescue, which is a national organisation, and it's quite similar to Mountain Rescue, Cave Rescue and the RNLI.
We don't have too many problems with mountains in Cambridgeshire. That's certainly
no,
true.
No, we definitely don't. But it's similar to the RNLI and organisations like that, in that it's completely funded by donations from the public, and it's all voluntary. But we are a search and rescue service for non-mountainous areas. And we cover all of Cambridgeshire and can also do what's called mutual aid with neighbouring counties
right.
If they want us to go and help them.
So what sort of circumstance? I don't know, we talk about lost children, lost people, that sort of thing?
Yes, so Cambridgeshire Constabulary will call us out to search for vulnerable missing people. So examples of that would be children, elderly people with dementia,
right.
And also people who want to take their own life.
Right. So it's one of these strange things. You mentioned the RNLI, the lifeboat service. I guess it's a good analogy because most people, I would have thought, might assume that the RNLI and actually organisations like yourself would receive some sort of funding, be that through the police service, be that through national government, local government. But effectively, you're people who are just effectively doing it out of the goodness of your heart. And presumably, at the same time, you have to go around trying to get funds to keep the service going.
Yes, so we do find it very rewarding to be involved, but it is completely voluntary and most members have day jobs, and so it's fitting it around that. And we have to do a lot of fundraising. So we can provide marshalling services and similar. So if somebody is running a triathlon or something and needs stewards along the route, we can provide that service for a charge, and that helps us to build our funds.
That's sort of like the fixed thing, because obviously you know when an event like that is going to take place, so you can hopefully make yourselves available, and then the money goes back for those the emergency call-outs that presumably you hope you don't get too many of.
Yes, so we get about one a week. So in 2015, we had 51 call-outs in 8 different counties, and more than 8,450 hours were worked. We had 91 training exercises. The earliest call-out was 2:30 in the morning, and the latest was 11:40 at night.
And so the place you have at the moment in Chatteris, one would assume that there's a going rate, which if it hadn't been for the good works of Fenland Council, I think you said it was. If it wasn't for them, you would have had to have paid, or simply just can't you afford to pay anything?
We might be able to afford a token amount,
right.
But it already costs about £30,000
What sort of place do you need? And does it need to be in a, I don't know, you may tell me that you're just in Chatteris because it was free, but do you have to be in a particular place that means you can get to other parts of the county more easily?
Yes, yeah, so Chatteris is really ideal. We would like to preferably be in the centre of Cambridgeshire, so that it takes about the same amount of time to reach
any call
out.
Yes, that's kind of what I was thinking, really.
And it's really important to get there quickly. The longer that somebody is missing, their chances of survival go down. The main thing that we store there is our vehicles, and getting the vehicles there is key, because one of them is our incident control unit, which is like a mobile office. And the people in there are planning where the search is going to take place and running all of the radio comms. So you really need them there right at the start.
I'm just trying to think, really. I remember a few weeks ago we were doing interviews here for the Police and Crime Commissioner. We had all four of them in for a little chat. And I think all of them said they wanted to move out of Camborne, where they were based. And I'm just thinking to myself, is there a spare place where the Police and Crime Commissioner used to sit in Camborne? I think Mr Jason Aberwhite was going to move to Huntingdon, I think. So, in theory, there's a space, but I guess it's not quite as simple as that, is it?
Yes, the committee are in talks with the police. We have a very good and close relationship with Cambridgeshire Constabulary. It's not the same for other lowland rescue teams necessarily. You have special police officers called pulsers who are sort of specialist search managers, and we do have a really, really good relationship with our local pulsers.
I guess quite often they would probably be providing backup to them and additional resources that they just wouldn't have otherwise.
Yes, so the police, because they have to know about so many different things, they get training in like a wide range of like law and sort of physical exercises, riot training, etc. They don't have time in their training schedule to focus on how to search for people. They get only the bare minimum. And so for them, calling us in as specialist professional search team is really, really valuable, and they do really appreciate
it. I'm assuming you'll go through quite a bit of training ahead of all of this, do you? What sort of stuff have you been through yourself to pass, as it were?
So you have to do navigation, first aid, using radios, how to carry stretchers if you need to evacuate a casualty, and you learn about the statistics of where missing people are likely to be.
Yeah.
So certain groups are more likely to be found near water, or they might be high up looking over at the view. So we learn a bit about that. But members don't have to have any prior knowledge. So although it's helpful and we have some members who are sort of St John's Ambulance and things like that, you don't have to have any previous first aid or navigation experience, because we're trained in all of it.
And you're telling me there's some fun stuff as well. For example, a gigantula hide and seek, which is going to be taking place at Milton fairly soon.
Yes, so we'll have our giant hide-and-seek at Milton Country Park at some point this summer. The date hasn't been released yet, but if you keep an eye on our social media, then that will definitely be cropping up very soon, and that will be a really brilliant day out. And I think it's going to be absolutely enormous and possibly a world record for the largest hide-and-seek. So if you follow us on Twitter at CAMSAR999, so that's CAMSAR, or if you search on Facebook for Cambridgeshire Search and Rescue, and then follow us for updates on that.
What do you do with something like this? Do you get everybody to count to 27,000 or something like that, and then since they're ready, you have to go and find them?
I don't know. I haven't been to the event before. It is an annual one, but I only joined the team in February, so I'm really looking forward to seeing how it works.
Okay, well, that could be interesting. The key thing, I guess, which is to try and find somewhere suitable to housing. Now, if somebody has an idea, they've either got, whole load of cash where they could find, they could contribute, presumably, or perhaps they know somewhere. Perhaps they've got an office or an office, or presumably it would need a car park because of the vehicles that you mentioned.
Yeah.
How do they get in touch?
We're open to all options, but we would preferably like the vehicles inside, if that's at all possible. But we are desperate, so get in touch if you have anything that might be remotely suitable.
A number or an email for people to get in touch?
So if you go to the website, which is www.camsar.org, then the urgent appeal is on there, and it has the email addresses of the committee members, so the chair and the secretary
okay.
are the ones to email.
That's good. Well, look, Sophie, thank you very much for coming in. Let us know. I do hope this is all resolved soon, so let us know when that's the case. And if anybody didn't get those details, just give us a shout here, and we will pass them on to Sophie and the team. And also, don't forget to tell us about the hide and seek as well. That sounds really good. Thanks very much indeed.
Thanks very much for having me.